to the second edition of Brand New Podcast. This is Zach, again, inside my car, driving around the beautiful city of Ottawa. Alright, I got a bitch. Alright, I'm recording to this sweet little tape Walkman thing, and it says professional on it, so I assume it's nicer than regular Walkman. Walkmans. I don't know. Anyway, sorry about that noise. I'm like, oh, hey, I can plug my iPod into one side of a splitter and have it play music, and I can record on top of it using the other half of the splitter. And it'll be sweet, because it'll be like me not having to do any editing to it. But every time I turn the iPod, or even plug it in, it always just accepts the iPod input now, or then, whatever. So, like, I'll plug it in, and then you won't hear the mic anymore, but you'll hear the iPod fine. And I understand why it distinguishes between one and the other, when it's obviously the same thing. Make any sense to anyone else? I don't know. If anyone hears this, and they have an idea as to why it's not working, please tell me. Now I'm going to have to use Audacity.
Welcome to the 1920 Radio Show with Crazy Ringling.
Okay, so,
That's just in. Herbert Hoover has a mistress, and she's called the Roaring Twenty.
All right, shut up. Alright, so we finished eating, we went to McDonald's, the best food joint ever. Yeah.
Except for things that are better.
Yeah, but my arteries are like 90% clogged now, so I wouldn't be surprised if I died of a heart attack while driving.
I would.
And this economy is amazing!
That really didn't make
sense. They say the bull market shall never end.
Yes, we are back in the 20s. No, we're not.
The only thing that could stop this economy is another equally bad economy that cancels our economy out. Wow!
What are the odds of that, folks?
Alright, so inside McDonald's...
What are the odds?
We were having an argument about few, couple, and words like that, and most. Now,
like, most of this economy is roaring? Wow!
Now, see, if you'd say exactly most of the economy, but if you say the most economy... See, that doesn't make sense. All right, here's the argument.
Right. You can't turn right. Straight. There's that broken water main.
Oh, yeah, okay. Okay, broken water main.
Right. I am awesome.
So we're talking about numbers. Let's say you have 10 of something.
Let's say you got 10 shares of stock in Ford, huh?
Okay. So you have...
Grant!
You can say you have the most amount, but that could mean you just have more than everyone. So, like, if everyone had one and you had two, you'd have the most. But if you say you have most of the stock shares, that means that you have
more than everyone combined.
Yes.
Yes. And Al Gore had more votes than everyone combined.
No, because he only got about half the votes.
He might not have made...
Yeah.
He
got out that crazy.
He got the most votes, but he didn't get most of the votes.
What was his percent of votes? 51?
Like 51?
That is more...
No, because most of would imply like 90% of the votes. No. As in, most of them went to...
You're contradicting yourself by saying...
Most of them did not go to him.
Contradiction, that's a big word
from
a big man.
Eric, did he contradict
back
himself?
To you, rather.
I'm Johnny Carson. Did he contradict himself there by saying more than most is more than half?
Wow.
And then saying that 51% isn't more than most.
Back in my day, we had a little thing called integrity, which none of these politicians today have. What I'm going to say now is what I'm saying forever. Al Capone. Al Capone and his gang will take over New York and will rule.
But didn't Al Capone...
Capone for president!
Didn't Capone get arrested and die of syphilis?
Zach, did
Capone
you
got
get
a record for tax invasion. That has nothing to do with his...
Napoleon died of syphilis and was arrested. Actually,
Napoleon actually had hemorrhoids, though. That's why he couldn't mount his house at Waterloo, mount his horse at Waterloo, and might have lost that battle.
A little known historical fact.
Who lost the battle?
Hemorrhoids. Hemorrhoids.
Napoleon lost Waterloo.
Napoleon.
This just then, Zach's a big pair of boobs.
But
you said
also,
you wouldn't say that.
You know what, Zach?
I said I wouldn't start off saying that, but this is a 1920s radio show. What are you going to do?
Yes.
I think I'm going to censor you.
What are you
going
to do? You going to be bootlegging?
Yes, I'm going to be bootlegged.
I'll call J. Edgar Hoover on ya.
J. Edgar Hoover has no power over me.
Eric, do you think he'll be going to the World's Fair?
I think he'll be going to the World's Fair.
The World's Fair in St. Louis.
Greg!
Are you serious? I can't find that other cable.
This just in. Zach cannot distinguish colors.
I want to play you guys some more music, but I can't seem to find the cable. There it is.
Zach. The old bait and switch. We're going to play music.
Oh, wait, no, we're not.
That's not Leslie. A bait and switch.
What yeah, it is. You're baiting them with music, then you're switching it with talking.
Okay. So anyway, I'm going to play some music right now. We're going to hear...
He's masturbating and switching!
We're going to... You're going to hear a little Rage Against the Machine.
This just in. Seabiscuit beats FDR in a race.
Calm like a bomb. Race.
Feel the fun blast! We'll be right back.
streets with host no barrels. There's a strike in a line of cops outside of the mill. There's a right to obey and a right to kill. There's a mass without roots. There's a prison to fill. There's a country soul that reads post no bills. There's a strike in a line of cops outside of the mill. There's a right to obey and there's the right to kill.
Sail away on a ball and chain, and keep us from the roaring waves. Get her on the boat, but forever we'll be free. So sail away up on a rig, the moon is full and so are we. Seven drunken pirates, we're the seven deadly sins. Yeah! Sonny gives a fine satellite and left us someone reeling. Johnny Storm is coming on, left passengers sailing. What became of rebels? Who set for you and me? They're up and with their demons in the search for liberty. The bed was slander. Idiots, they gave advice, but something gave no answer. Anger kills a human soul with bitter tears of lust. Like pebbles, dogs keep chewing on the legs they never trust. Oh, sail away on a ball and chain, keep from the roaring waves. Get her on the void of up forever be free. Sail away on a ball and rig, the moon is gone and so away. Seven drunken pirates, we're the seven deadly sins. We're seven drunken pirates, we're the seven deadly sins.
So do you think that it is a boil or a...
And we're back!
Oh, sorry.
That last song you just heard was Black Friday Rule by Flogging Molly.
Black Friday. You may have heard of the day Friday in the movies Friday, Next Friday, and Friday After Next.
Now, an interesting thing about Flogging Molly is their lead singer was born in Dublin, Ireland. So now, Dublin, Ireland was built in the 1920s by Al Capone.
I heard it was a gang town.
I think we're going back in time.
To the land of the lost. Roar!
Roar!
Dinosaurs went in the 20s, Zach. Don't know what kind of Hicktown school you went to.
Glendorf, look at me, I'm Glendorf. I'm not a town.
Hey, Glendorf is a very respectable place of five people.
Glendorf's a whore.
Zach, you're exaggerating. It's six. I am so funny. My address is
Shut Up! Interesting thing about Shut Up.
Okay, let's have a serious political discussion here.
Ross Perot should run for president.
Whose daughters are hotter, John Kerry or George Bush?
Dick Cheney. They're lesbians. They have to be hot.
Yeah, well, I'm going to have to go with the Dick Cheney.
No,
lesbians,
no, lesbians don't have to be hot.
No,
in
the
fact,
exception to the rule is Liz Black, okay?
Now, I don't believe that.
I don't know.
DP's telling us.
Not just DP.
he's making reference to this rumor that's going around, and this girl is, she's fat and ugly, and apparently...
That's an understatement.
That's what I mean, yeah.
And her name is Zach Schrader. Oh!
A bird!
Zach's so ugly!
How ugly is he?
He's so ugly, he makes a boil on my ass look like Richard Nixon. Oh! What? News at 7:24!
Okay. Well, we had a little bit of tape problems. We're just gonna... If you notice, there's like a complete shift of like voice and topic and everything. That's because, like, we ran out of tape. And so, yeah, this is recorded all analog, by the way. That makes me sweet. And not me, the show. So you should definitely like me more than the good ones. Because I record to a Walkman. And that's awesome. Okay, what are we talking about?
We're on hiatus for a few minutes, so we've had some time to retool. And we're going to have a fact about Shaq every minute. Wah, 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 wah. And we'll have my special Dukes of Hazzard quiz.
1 minute has passed. Shaq fact now.
Bah, 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 bah.
Shaq is half Irish, half Jesus.
True. Alright, I'd like to move us along into a little segment I like to call Dukes of Hazzard Trivia. Okay, Grant, if you may do the honors.
Yes, the Dukes of Hazzard changed the face of modern day television because it was a new show. Finish this sentence. Hey, Uncle Jesse.
Tick-tock, 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 tick-tock.
I bet you got this one. This is pretty easy. The answer was, how's it going?
And what? That was our Daily Dukes of Hazzard trivia question. Okay.
Every day.
See, I'm not a big, I'm not a big Dukes of Hazzard fan, probably because I'm a suck and I'm an infidel. But that's just how it goes.
You're an infidel?
I'm an infidel.
Ah! There's a car coming. Alright. You know what's kind of...
The car was turning right.
Yeah. You know what's kind of hazardous about recording while we're driving?
Hazardous?
Like, do I see a pun? Do I see a pun?
I could crash... I could crash at any moment.
7:26! 7:27! Oh, we gotta do two Shaq facts.
Right in a row. Go, go.
Shaq has four brothers. Moses, Muhammad, Gandhi, and Shaquille. He is his own brother.
True.
Fact about Shaq.
A little known fact about Shaq is that he won the Defensive Player of the Year award 12 times last year.
True.
The more you know.
Okay. You know what bothers me? Railroad crossings that don't have gates.
What is the deal with that?
What?
I mean, how far can
you know what bothers me? Poor, lazy Mexicans. Meaning all of them. The more you know.
You're going to insult so... What's it? Is that from a show?
No.
Okay.
You know what bothers me? That Jay Gold and the Jim Fisk with their railroad wheeling. I don't know. I think there's
728.
I think there's some trust busting there.
Fact about Shaq.
What is the fact?
Did you know that Shaquille O'Neal once scored 12 billion points in one game?
True.
Of course, it was against the Clippers, which I mean, I could probably score 12 against them.
The more you know.
All right, you guys, you want to hear another song?
No.
Why not? Songs, sure. Songs keep this show going.
We'll do one song, and then we're gonna party like there's no tomorrow.
All right, hold on. All right.
Let's see.
What do we want to hear? What do we want to hear?
Something good.
Give it. I found what we're playing. It's some Weezer. Weezer is a pretty cool band, and I think I mentioned this in the last show. They haven't had an album out for several years.
No,
and it's kind of...
What came out the last time?
Making me angry.
What was it called? Maladroit.
Yes.
Yes. And their lead singer has the coolest name. Rivers Cuomo.
Which is a lot like...
Perry Como.
Exactly.
Hold on. Emergency.
Spelled and pronounced Zach, differently.
What?
One of the little heater things to defrost your back window is out.
You gotta be
we
kidding me.
Are we recording?
Yes, we're recording right now.
Oh, good.
All right, find the end of this for me.
729, fact about Shaq.
Is it? All right, we're going to have a fact about Shaq, then we're playing music.
The little known fact about Shaq.
Steel is the greatest movie ever made, as voted for by God himself.
Does Steel have Shaq in it?
The more you know. Steel stars Shaq, you dumbass. Just right. Get out of my car.
All right, this is my car. All right.
Not anymore.
We're going to Keep Fishing by Keep Fishing by Weezer. Just heard Keep Fishing by Weezer.
Actually, we've missed a few minutes about Shaq for your Shaq facts, but we're gonna do one, okay?
But one Shaq fact was included in the song. There'll never be another kind, or a better kind, or whatever it says. Okay, go.
Shaq fact. Did you know Shaq has over a 10-foot vertical leap?
True.
The more you know.
Are we going to go directly into the new one?
I was walking around the street the other day.
P. Diddle!
Ooh,
just saw a cripple plate.
You just punched me.
That's what you do.
Oh, man.
You see a cripple plate? You just punch him in the arm.
Hey, look. Kerry Edwards bumper sticker.
No tomorrow. I think that guy's living in the 20s.
Well, come on. The election was like...
There was a W04 sticker.
He won!
So? They lost! Can't you have something like...
Yeah.
WWF.
Thanks, Matt.
WWF.
So.
Okay. Well, alright. I think we need another Shaq fact.
Shaq fact.
Thanks.
Did you know Shaq invented 12 languages, 4 of them being English. The more you know.
Hold on a sec. Okay, I thought we had a little technical difficulty, but we didn't. So, we're coming to the, end of this show. Anything you guys want to add?
Okay, if Shaquille O'Neal didn't have his own power source, every time he'd go to slam dunk, the city of Miami would lose power.
Really?
Fact.
Fact. All right. Okay. I guess we're just going to have to sign off then. Probably going to leave you with a song. What do you guys want it to be?
And I got it a Freebird.
Come on, we got it.
How about we got... You got any Kansas?
Yes.
No.
Yes?
But no.
Carry on my
no,
way.
We're doing...
Song.
About Downtown by Petula Clark.
Downtown by Petula Clark?
Yes.
Is that like the downtown? Yes. The Go streets are... Or whatever?
The lights are much brighter there.
Oh,
you can
okay.
Forget all your troubles.
I know.
Forget
all
your
right. Okay, so we're leaving you with Downtown. This downtown. Is... I am Zach.
And this is Walter Hagen, the 1920s man of the century.
Wow. And Grant is in the back. Yeah, okay, Mickey. All right. Thanks for listening. See you next time. This concludes episode 2 of the brand new podcast.
Episode 1 sucked because I wasn't there.
Downtown, just listen to the music of the traffic in the city. Linger on the sidewalk where the neon signs are pretty. How can you lose? The lights are much brighter there. You can't forget all your troubles, forget all your cares. So go downtown. Things will be great when you're downtown. No finer place for sure. Downtown. Everything's waiting for you. Downtown. Don't hang around and let your problems surround you. There are movie shows downtown. Maybe you know some little places to go to where they never close. Downtown, just listen to the rhythm of a gentle bossa nova. You'll be dancing with them too before the night is over. Happy again. The lights are much brighter there. You can forget all your troubles, forget all your cares. So go downtown, where all the lights are bright. Downtown, waiting for you tonight. Downtown, you're gonna be alright now. Downtown, can't forget all our troubles, forget all our cares, so go downtown. Things will be great when you're downtown. Don't wait a minute more. Downtown, everything's